Welcome to Season 3 of E-Commerce Fastlane, Episode 117.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Grin, the number one influencer marketing software solution that's built for direct-to-consumer brands on Shopify. They're an all-in-one relationship management platform that helps you cultivate an authentic influencer network and a more valuable brand. From discovery and outreach to campaign management, Grin streamlines your workflow, removing the busy work while giving you the tools to help you grow and scale your program. From influencer recruitment, communication, product seeding, discount codes and affiliate links, including content and rights management, sales and tracking, and influencer payments, Grin helps you do it all. Smart brands truly understand that creating an emotional connection with your consumer drives up lifetime value, because what you end up doing is building a stronger brand. You create diehard fans who come back and purchase from you again and again. Get started today with Grin and make the most of your influencer marketing program with the all-in-one platform that's designed to help you build more authentic, brand-boosting relationships. So go check them out at grin.co. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. My guest in today's episode is Etienne Marino, who's the co-founder and CMO from Heyday. And they're an end-to-end conversational commerce solution that helps Shopify merchants scale their sales and their support teams through AI automation. And exciting times for the Heyday team. They even got partnered up with Shopify through their Ping division to roll out some of their enterprise-grade AI chatbot features directly for Shopify merchants. So really exciting, very timely episode. We're kind of pre-BFCM right now. I'd like to welcome Etienne to the show, and welcome.
Hi, Steve. Thanks so much for having me today on your show. I'm a big fan. So I can talk a little bit about the Heyday. Maybe you have another question as an intro.
Yeah. So what, literally, typically on a high level, what does Heyday do and what problem does it solve for Shopify store owners?
Yeah. So as you mentioned in the intro, we're a conversational commerce platform, which is kind of a buzzword, right? So what does it mean? Well, for us, it means adding an AI, layer on top of traditional live chat help desk to really help Shopify stores like scale their teams overnight in a way and boost sales and customer satisfaction as a result by having the scale to really cater to each and every site visitor with one-to-one conversations. So our hybrid solution, as I mentioned, leverages an AI chatbot as the first line of support to capture and engage the leads and answer the most frequently asked questions like order tracking, return policy, shipping related questions, product search. I mean, the usual suspects, right? And then our bot can redirect the most qualified leads or the most, sensitive or complex conversations to internal teams when necessary. So that way, customers are always getting an answer to their questions fast, whether it's instantly in self-service mode with the chatbot or by being directly connected to the right product expert on the merchant's team. So yeah, our platform was really built for e-commerce. That's our DNA. So we integrate deeply with your Shopify store product catalog, which enables, again, both the chatbot and your team to share products and close the sale directly inside the conversation. So we believe like helping is the new selling, as we like to say. So we really built our platform at the intersection of customer service and sales with that specific vision in mind.
Beautiful. Love it. So let's talk about the founder's journey. It's usually a question I like to ask because I'm always fascinated in like why people build what they build. So are you able to talk about what uniquely positions you and the founding team, I guess, a couple points. Number one, to have the desire, and number two, to have the expertise to want to create this platform.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to say here, so I'll try to be brief, but we have a very diverse founding team. You know, our DNA sits at the intersection of retail, AI, gaming, and marketing. I personally come from the agency world, having worked with, you know, big iconic retail brands like Adidas, Home Depot, Lexus, L'Oreal, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, etc. And so I've always been deeply interested in how brands can more meaningfully connect with their customers online. Which, let's be honest, like until pretty much now, e-commerce wasn't really a personal experience, much more of a one size fits all, right? So that's really my area of interest. And our CTO was the director of technology at Lightspeed. So as you know, e-commerce and retail focused company. And on the flip side, our CEO was an engineer and also was the head of product at Ubisoft. So all the gamification, you know, the personalization in gaming. So you see like a diverse group of people. And when you put all of that in the blender, well, you get a common denominator of creating these engaging customer experiences at scale, whether in gaming, in retail, or marketing. So with conversational AI, we really felt like there was an opportunity to make, as I mentioned, e-commerce more personal and turn like these, you know, usually brand experiences are more like a monologue, right? Like the brand is just like talking to you, but not necessarily listening to you. So we're only to shift the paradigm and turn it more into a dialogue, because at the end of the day, when you think about it, conversations have always been at the heart of commerce. I mean, pretty much since the dawn of civilization, right? So with e-commerce becoming the main shopping interface, it's really important to bring that human touch online. And we believe conversation is the cornerstone of this more personalized shopping experience. So yeah, but then let's say we agree all on that nice, you know, vision and philosophy, but then merchants don't always have the bandwidth to manage the sheer volume of incoming visitors and requests, especially nowadays with the explosion of e-com and COVID-19. So that's where really AI comes into play, right? Helping augment Shopify merchants' sales and support teams and give them these extra capabilities in a way to engage customers on a personal level, but at scale, with the scale that's required for a global brand.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when you come to a site that is powered by Heyday, and the chat solution, typical right-hand corner for most, but it starts to engage and let them know that we're here to help, usually with a couple different recommendations of like why you might be there today. It kind of opens up the dialogue, so to speak, with the brand or the person on the brand's website saying, hey, are you looking for a track number? Are you looking for support? Are you looking for service? Are you looking for a product? You can really tailor the language of what's kind of being presented to the site visitor right from the beginning and help engage with them as needed. But you're right, as they work through that tree or this AI framework, then all of a sudden, okay, no, this is a little more complex where it can't be handled directly. Let's get an actual agent. Let's get someone on that can actually co-brand and start selling together. So I think that's quite interesting.
Yeah, and to your point, I mean, we're all about, you know, enhancing internal teams, not replacing them, right? We want to keep the teams for the high value interactions and just automate the rest, automate the redundant stuff. So we're not looking to automate everything. We don't believe in that.
So from what I understand so far, like you mentioned that your platform is more of a hybrid. So like on one side, you have this AI powered chat bot. That's kind of the, I guess we're going to call it the first line of defense or first line of support. Then there's the back office chat app for the agents, for internal team members. So are we able to dive a little deeper into, I guess, the conversational AI capabilities? I'm just curious to know more about kind of what's under the hood and how all of this all comes together.
Well, here's how it works eye level, right? So you pretty much described it when you know, you were describing the experience on a site, but there's an incoming request from a customer coming either directly on your Shopify site via the web chat or via other messaging channels like Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and even now inside Google Maps, you can text like nearby businesses. So these requests coming from different angles and channels are instantly processed by the chatbot thanks to natural language processing. And the goal there is to understand in microseconds the customer's intent and what they're looking for, and to search the database for products or answers from the FAQ, for instance, to find a relevant answer to the question. If the degree of confidence is really, you know, is high enough, well, then your AI, you know, as a Shopify store, your chatbot, your virtual rep will offer an answer in microseconds. If not, well, there's two other alternatives, right? Number one, customers can also use, as you mentioned, the kind of visual decision tree with buttons and cards and be guided this way to find their answer in self-service mode. Or they can, you know, if they don't find a satisfactory answer, they can escalate the request to an agent on the brand side. And our app aggregates all the channels and requests under one roof and triages them. So once the agent, you know, on the merchant's team completes the conversation or sell and marks it as done, it goes back to the chatbot again. So it's an ongoing dance with full visibility for the brand. So when the agent takes over, they see a full transcript. They see where on the site the customer was. So they have full context to be relevant. And then the chatbot can fetch into the database. And so it's really a hybrid dance in a way of man and machine and just providing the best of both worlds to be able to offer that 24/7, you know, VIP level of service at scale. And in terms of AI capabilities, like, you know, we only have a half hour, so I don't want to tell you too much, but let's focus maybe on the core stuff. So as I mentioned earlier, we're built for retail and e-commerce context. So the AI, you know, Adaze AI has been pre-trained with thousands of variations of retail specific customer intents to be able to answer a wide range of FAQs on demand. The other important aspect, which is very dear to our heart, and I guess to also the Shopify community, we're a Canadian company, right? So the multilingual aspect was very important for us and our clients from the get-go. You heard in the intro, my name is Etienne, so that's a French name. So we're French Canadian. So our AI, as a result, is bilingual out of the box and can even switch languages mid-conversation. So the AI can understand and recognize the language of preference and switch in real time. So that's interesting for a more global audience, not just local, but also global in Paris, you know, in France, for example, we have a bunch of clients. So English and French available out of the box, even for Shopify core stores. And for more enterprise clients, we even have, you know, customers that we serve in Spanish or even Indonesian. That's pretty much what it is.
Beautiful. You know, what I think interesting, you made a comment about the self-serve model. And I think that's quite interesting because it reminds me of the returns and exchange business where someone comes to the site, it's the wrong size, the wrong color, and they want to exchange it. Sometimes they just don't need to speak to somebody. And typically having the right partner set up with your Shopify store to facilitate an exchange or a refund and printing labels and just that whole process. Sometimes people just don't want to talk to people. They just want to go and efficiently do it themselves. And that's why I like about Heyday is that you're right, with either pre-revealed buttons of some of the best practices and things that a lot of people are looking for. I mean, we can look into the analytics and the data and say, well, what are people doing with the automation portion of it? And can we reveal more of that and make it easier for them to discover? But on the flip side, in the back office, there's a lot of stuff going on to really help recommend where the customers need for either product or, like you said, scanning the FAQs and revealing some information of these pre-written things that people are looking for. I think it's really, really exciting.
Totally. And I, you know, we're always like to say, like, help customers help themselves. I mean, people are looking for speed and convenience and also for personalization. So you can't really deliver, you know, both sides without some level of automation. You will never be able to scale your team to have enough, you know, manpower or woman power to do that. So that's really what we're all about. And we started more on the enterprise side with bigger brands, more like the plus merchant equivalent, right? And now we're really in the process of working on more democratized packages of these features, of these automation features for SMBs, so they can get the same level of capabilities or at least similar level of capabilities.
Now, I'm part of the merchant success team at Shopify Plus, and all of us on this team, we're very familiar with, you know, some of the popular CRMs that are out there, being Gorgeous or Customer, Zendesk. These are some of the, I guess, some of the major players in the Shopify ecosystem. And I've recommended them to many merchants that I manage. And so how do you differentiate with them and or other chat providers that are available in the Shopify ecosystem?
Very good question, Steve. I mean, I'm happy you ask, as it can be a complex space at face value. So it's good to unpack it. So we actually don't see Gorgeous, Zendesk, Freshdesk, Live Chat Inc., or Customer, or any other live chat first platform as competitors, really, because they were built differently for a different use case. Oftentimes, what we're seeing is that some merchants will start with one of these apps or solutions to get the conversation started on the website, which honestly is a good thing. We believe in the power of chat to boost sales and satisfaction, so we can't be against that. But as soon as they open up the channel and therefore the floodgates, well, they start getting flooded with requests. So what you typically see is one of two things that are happening. One, they either need to staff up to meet the demand, or they're going to stretch their teams thin and offer, as a result, a subpar, service with delays. Or the second thing that we often see is they literally just uninstall the chat widget because they're overwhelmed, which is pretty, unfortunate, because at the end of the day, like, the customer's on the losing end, right? So Heyday positions itself differently. We're more of a next generation, of chat app, because we deploy that AI-powered chatbot, as you mentioned, on top of it. I would say that usually, like, these other names you mentioned are more like lead qualifiers for us. Merchants start dabbling in the conversational space with more of a traditional help desk, and then they upgrade to Heyday afterwards. So we're trying to offer, like, the best of both worlds, right? The same capabilities on live chat side with a deep e-commerce integrations, but on top of it, as we talked about, at length, the conversational AI component, which ultimately the goal is to free up your team of all the redundant requests and help you focus on what matters. Sales, not FAQs, right? You want to grow your business. You don't want to spend your time, repeating yourself like a parrot. So that's really what we're all about. That's why, like, again, I can't stress this enough. Like, it's a really great time for us to be chatting, because we came from the enterprise world, bigger brands, and now we just released our app on the marketplace. So we're starting to release some packages of these automation features to help smaller merchants act like big brands, basically have that scale and that capability.
Yeah, it's a nice pivot, because I'm just thinking, I noticed that you were, I guess, a recent staff pick on the Shopify marketplace in Europe. And I think that's, like, amazing to be vetted, and just, I don't know, just public recognition about the quality of the product that you're, releasing. And so how is Heyday's growth in Europe? Like, why do you think that it's so strong across the pond?
Well, first of all, thanks so much for your kind words. I mean, we're lucky to count on an amazing technology partner on the Shopify team, and Marie-Claude Leveillé. She's based in Germany. She's actually a French Canadian as well, so I guess there's a synergy there. But she has been really great for us, great champion for us on the Shopify side and in the broader e-commerce community in Europe. Actually, in fact, like, she recently said in a joint webinar with Mercy Andy, a Plus merchant and one of our clients, that Heyday was the best chat app she's seen in 7 years since she's at Shopify. So obviously, like, it made me blush, and it's really, I shared this with the team because it's a great validation for all the work we've put in. And as you can imagine, she's really the one who helped us, like, reach, we really, like, amplified our message in Europe, and then it helped us reach the staff pick status. And partly also, like, obviously great relationships with Shopify, which is enabling the little guys like us. But I think the fact we mentioned earlier, like, the bilingual, the fact that our AI is bilingual out of the box, we really have more affinities, I would say, with French-speaking countries like Canada and France as a result. And that's why, retail brands and e-commerce brands are choosing us as a result. And last but not least, I'm kind of leveraging this moment to give a special shout out to so many great folks at Shopify, who, again, have been instrumental to our success. But I'm just thinking right now of Satish Kanwar, VP of Product, or even, Michael Perry and Ellen Dunn from Kit. Michael is no longer at Shopify, but was really instrumental in opening doors for us, giving us the access to the Ping API and integrating deeply with you guys. So, and now Arpan is taking over, overseeing the Shopify chat strategy. So all these great folks, we really needed to have their buying, to have their support, and to have the big company. I always like to say we're trying to stand on the shoulders of giants. So for us, it's been invaluable for our success. And we're very grateful to have the Shopify backing in that regard.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Great. I love the great early success. It's obvious that you're solving a lot of pains for a lot of brands at scale. And I think that's fantastic that you're going down that journey. So let's dig a little bit into some of, I guess I'd call them KPIs or ROI metrics. You definitely like to, and probably have a sweet spot more on the Plus side. I mean, you do have some SMB opportunities and packages available for the smaller startup side, but it seems that, a product can really mature itself and really, really, really show its value more at scale. And typically those are the Plus merchants that have lots of traffic and lots of support requests from customers. So maybe just so the audience can better get a grasp of kind of the value that that Heyday is bringing to a Shopify Plus merchant.
With the Ping integration, we went a bit more downstream, and we had, like, I think almost 1,000 downloads in a few weeks since we released. But most definitely, as you pointed out, like, our sweet spot is definitely for the fast growing Shopify merchant who's looking to really scale its their operation overnight. So Plus might be a sweeter spot for us. And I can give you a few examples. I mean, right off the bat, I talked a little bit about Mercy Handy in France, and there's also Popeyes, supplements in Canada. We recently organized a Shopify masterclass in France with Mercy Handy, and the numbers are still fresh in my mind. And when COVID-19 hit, they saw an explosion in online traffic and sales of 1,000%. So you can't imagine how overwhelmed their customer service team became, like, pretty much overnight. And that's why we put in place together a chatbot to alleviate that pressure and reduce the burden of FAQs. And the result was instant. I mean, an instant 30% reduction in customer service requests in the first few weeks of implementation. I talked about Popeye supplements in Canada. Well, these guys, their GM recently told me that Heyday helped them reduce the CS team to only one person by automating more than 50% of all the customer service requests. So what's great is that he could now refocus his staff on sales instead of just like copy pasting answers in the live chat. And as a result, it boosted sales, as kind of a collateral or like a second order of consequence, helped boost sales as well. I mean, I have a few examples, but maybe like lastly, Fody Food. So I'm sure order tracking for a lot of the people who are listening is more than ever an ordeal, like a big burden. So for Fody Foods, that's really what we focused on. And since we implemented our automated order tracking feature on their site, they saw a reduction of 35% in the overall volume of customer service requests. So you can imagine, again, game changer for a small and nimble team like them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing those stories. I think because a lot of people listening today would be, all over the map. They could be early stage or mid-market enterprise. We're all over. And it's nice to be able to hear different types of products being, food, CPG products, and fashion apparel companies. I mean, it just seems there's lots of value out there instead of having to, tax your customer service team, as you said, with copying and pasting a lot of things. That's really good that this service is available now. So speaking of COVID-19, it's definitely accelerated, I would almost call it digital transformation for a lot of retail clients, a lot of your own clients. So are you able to maybe share some takeaways so far? Are there any key shifts or any type of features that you believe are in high demand right now as we're in the middle of this pandemic?
Well, we spoke at length about the explosion of customer service demand. So that's definitely like the first impact of the crisis. The traffic is going up on most sites. And as a result, customer service requests as well, it's proportional, right? So I actually wrote a blog post about it on the Shopify Partners blog, where I shared, 10 tips to help merchants face that surge in demand. And AI automation is definitely highly in demand right now, because you need overnight pretty much to scale your team. And how can you give them a bit of a breather? Well, the only way is to augment their bandwidth. So you can either staff up, hire more folks, or you can start introducing more automation to remove, the low value tasks. But the biggest shift, and probably the most enduring one as well, is that all businesses, from the small mom and pop shop, the two people operation, to the big box retailer, all of them now are e-commerce first. And I mean, there's a reason why Shopify stock is so hot right now, right? So even your CEO, Toby Lütke, was said that at the beginning of the pandemic, that the future of retail arrived 10 years early. And that's not just a sensational statement, it's actually a fact. He's right. And there's a massive migration, long overdue in my opinion, that's happening right now. So retailers with physical stores, they need to find a way to keep selling despite these store closures and a steep decline in in-store traffic. As a result, remote selling or distance selling is becoming a key part of the transformation. And Heyday has been at the heart of it, because our app is perfect for those kinds of scenarios. So I'm repeating myself a little bit, but just so people really understand fully the solution. Well, our chatbot is the first line of defense or even of qualification of leads, of sales. So it captures and engages leads. And then it can book in-store or online appointments with associates who can take over the conversation either via text messaging or video chat to sell from a distance. So the big question, the big challenge right now is, how can you bring these in-store conversations online? Or in other words, bring your store, if you have bricks, bring your store and to stay-at-home shoppers. And that's the big challenge. And I think it's going to be an enduring one, because what we describe, these virtual consultation, it's much more convenient, much more efficient. And as a result, we're having a much more personalized e-commerce experience like we've never had before. So that's a huge win, I think, for customers in general. And businesses now need to adapt, because there's no other way. So to Toby's point, it's just accelerated. And we're living in a new era. There's no way around it.
Yeah, uncharted territory for sure. I mean, I think I've heard even rumblings about the fact that we're probably at BFCM levels right now in Shopify based on the pandemic and the amount of people that have come to Shopify to help sell. I mean, I have a story that I always tell my merchants where, you know, they are in the restaurant business and they also had like a liquor, kind of a beer company subscription option that they had, but with their 28 restaurants throughout California that had to close during the pandemic, they decided that they were going to spin up a Shopify store to help have like packs of food, some ready-made, some take and bake, like TV dinner kind of thing, and out you go with it. It really massively helped their business by Shopify being the solution to the problem that's happening. So you're right. There's a lot of digital first transformations that are happening of traditional. These are, I think even Harley was on my show a while back and he talked about resilient entrepreneurs. There's old school legacy people that are doing nothing and they're sitting and waiting and thinking it's just going to pass. And then there's the resilient entrepreneurs that are making these pivots and making these changes. And I think that's kind of where I believe that Heyday is fitting into this mix a lot too, where, you know, I think brands need to make a pivot. They need to understand that the trap, especially we're kind of pre-BFCM right now, it's exciting to be able to add this on as the first line of defense. Let's, you know, because if not, you're going to shut your live chat off. And that's even worse because now you have to do email and there's phone calls and then there's social things, there's all the craziness that can happen versus no. Having Heyday running and having it answer the most important questions that make sense that of the masses and those that need assistance, it's routed accordingly. I think that just as a general rule of thumb is kind of a mandatory thing for those listening today.
Yeah, and it's an easy step to take when you think about it. And you talk about amazing stories of pivots. I mean, that's what's so inspiring as well is you're seeing these resilient entrepreneurs pivoting and unlocking new revenue streams and sometimes even like improving their business significantly. Talked about, you know, the example you named in the food category. Well, lots of direct to consumer subscriptions or e-com plays are happening right now. And I think for these businesses, they're just discovering a new way of life and a new way of business that's actually healthier and better than before. So that's interesting.
So what does the future look like for Heyday? Are you able to share your North Stars for, I guess, the remainder of 2020 and, you know, moving into 21 and beyond? Like, is there partner alignment or innovation? Just end of the day, how will you offer value and assistance to Shopify brands?
Yeah, well, for us, really like AI democratization is really in our mind. And that's something I actually told when we first met with Michael Perry and the Kit team, the Shopify Chat team a year ago. We want to bring, that's the soundbite I use. We said, we want to bring the Fortune 500 capabilities to the Fortune 500,000. So we're really in that transition at Heyday of bringing, you know, we've signed obviously like big retailers across North America and Europe, and we had a great summer. But now it's about bringing, productizing these features. So it's out of the box. It's really enabling the little guys to act bigger, to give that level of personalization and service that bigger companies traditionally could only offer. So that's really what we're, you know, in terms of North Star and strategy, that's what we're all about. With a focus on plus merchants, obviously, because we have affinities, but it's really, you know, we just rolled out our FAQ automation editor in the Shopify marketplace. That's a first step in the right direction where you can train your own AI chatbot manually without coding. And we'll keep releasing more of these features, of these DIY, you know, features at a much more competitive price point than what we typically charge higher volume, you know, companies. So I'd say that's really 2021 will be all about that and global expansion, as you can imagine.
This is great. It's really exciting stuff. So you can probably tell by the music right now, but we are nearing the end of the show for today. But do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners?
You might say Captain Obvious, but I think, you know, customer experience, I can't stress this enough. So critical, so important. And in fact, it's probably the most defensible strategy as a merchant. So I always like to say helping is the new selling, especially in uncertain times where customers need more reassurance and more guidance about what, you know, they want to have the confidence that they're making the right purchase decision. So just being assistive, being there for your customers, investing in customer experience is just a gift that keeps on giving. It will not only help you boost sales, but it will also create more meaningful relationships over time, which is amazing for, you know, the lifetime value of customers in your bottom line. So it's a real win-win across the board. So whatever you do in 2021, I'd say that's kind of my call to action. I think it should be a focal point for your business. Invest in customer experience. You cannot underinvest. And you'll see the results instantly, but also long-term.
Yeah, and it obviously helps you compete against Amazon.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, right? How do you compete with the bigger guys? Well, do the unscalable stuff. Do, you know, the personalization, the extra mile that the bigger guys cannot deliver. That's really the interesting takeaway, I feel.
So how can people learn more about the Heyday, the new app and the App Store, and then just the platform itself?
A good place to start is definitely the Shopify Marketplace app listing, right? To get an overview of our current features available to Shopify merchants, but also check out our site, which is a bit more comprehensive. Well, all, you know, we have more than 60 conversational commerce features. Some of them are still just for the enterprise, but it's going to give you a good idea of where we're going and what you can achieve with us. And also, like, you know, don't be shy. I love to have conversations with entrepreneurs to share some insights and growth hacks. So just reach out. I mean, you can reach out to me via email at etienne@heyday.ai. For the non-French speakers here, Etienne is spelled E-T-I-E-N-N-E and Heyday, H-E-Y-D-A-Y. And also, if you're a merchant and success manager, I know Steve, you got a big team and lots of success managers, merchant success managers are looking for new innovative solutions to recommend either to agencies or fast-growing stores. So again, my door is open, reach out and looking forward to be chatting with you guys. And last but not least, I'd like to offer, if I may, a special, you know, discount for our audience. So if you reach out to us before January 31st, 2021, we'll give you unlimited conversations and agencies for 3 months, plus 25% off on your first year of Heyday. So, and that includes a dedicated account manager. So we really do the heavy lifting. We assist you along the way. So yeah, so just reach out. I mean, we've been automating up to 80% of redundant customer service requests and therefore also helping merchants boost online conversions by focusing more on sales. So we'd definitely love to be part of your success story in 2021.
That's beautiful. Yeah, 90 days to give the platform a spin, like, is an absolute no-brainer, especially we're pre-BFCM right now and rolling into the busiest holiday season. We know people are looking for product, people are buying, they're not going into retail as it was in the previous years. And so because of that, there's going to be more support requests. So surprise and delight, have Heyday running on your store and self-direct the customers that can self-direct, and the rest have them go to agents. But, you know, wow, 90 days to do that. I really appreciate that. I'll make sure the link is going to be ecommercefastlane.com/Heyday, and that will go to the landing page where you can take Etienne up on this offer. So as you know, like, Shopify's mission is to make commerce better for everyone. And it's very clear both you and the Heyday team are definitely in tight alignment with wanting to help Shopify brands to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, and as you mentioned, build lifetime customer loyalty. So Etienne, thank you so much for taking time today, sharing your knowledge and your vision and giving back to the Shopify ecosystem.
Well, thanks to you, Steve. It was a real, real pleasure being with you today.
So have yourself a great day.
You too. Take care.
All right. Take care. Today's episode is brought to you by Grin, the all-in-one influencer relationship management platform. Grow an authentic direct-to-consumer brand on Shopify with the number one influencer marketing software solution for creating genuine, direct relationships with influencers. You can learn more about their incredible solution and get started today at grin.co. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.